Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is day number 3 at the Four Corners Food Drive, and today we are on the west side of town. We are in Summerlin at the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills, and we are going to be here all day long collecting money and food items for 3 Square Food Bank. We had quite a day yesterday. So far, the past 2 days have been really amazing. Day number 1, Northwest raised over almost $59,000.
Wow.
Then yesterday, day number 2, raised over $26,000. So we're sitting at a grand total right now of $84,961.
Only beginning of day 3.
Yeah, and if you do the math on that number, that's pretty significant. $84,961. That equates to over 254,000 meals for 3 Square. Every dollar you donate is 3 meals. So we are looking for a good morning today. How you guys doing?
Doing good. That is amazing. Now, for a first timer, meeting me, ladies, how do we do in Summerlin in the past?
Summerlin is always really strong. It's one of our busiest locations for sure. And so we're hoping that the action kicks off here. We don't officially start till 6, but I would not mind some 5 o'clock hour stragglers. If you're up early this morning, there's a Dunkin' in this little shopping mall. So yeah, that would be really cool if we started getting the giving going early, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Stragglers, come on by if you're, if you're driving by and you're wondering what's going on. We are accepting money for Four Corners and the 3 Square Food Drive. So definitely come on by. And you know, if you're in a rush, I'll come on. I'll come up to the car and we can collect your money. We can, we have QR codes. We have, we can collect food, and we're going to be here pretty much all day. And it's early, so yeah, we're just getting started. I'm excited.
How you doing this morning, Steph?
I'm good. Oh my God, compared to yesterday.
yesterday, I'm like freezing.
It's cold up here. I put on a jacket.
I was ready because yesterday we were at Blue Diamond in Decatur and it was warm and we were like kind of, we were making sure like all of our equipment wasn't overheating and stuff. And so today I'm expecting the same thing. I'm like, oh, it's going to be a warm day. I'm in shorts. I have no sweater. And I'm like having my bag on my lap so that I can keep myself warm.
I know. It is chilly. And you know it's going to warm up as soon as the sun starts coming up. But yeah, first world problems here. Living in Las Vegas. It's 70 degrees. We're freezing out here.
Right.
You know?
Good morning.
So it's going to be a fun one this morning. Expecting a good turnout. Everyone's night last night. Did anybody watch that Aces game last night?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I watched the Aces game. I'm like so, I don't know. When I went into this game, I was kind of thinking like, how are we going to do? You know, we lost the last game, but I can't lose faith in our girls.
Oh man, they just destroyed the Fever. That was great to see. And so the series is tied 1-1. They head to Indiana. But yeah, that was nice to see them beat them so handily after that first game. So we're excited. We'll talk more about that coming up this morning. And as always, looking forward to seeing you west side of town. The record has been set. The Northwest has set the record. They brought in over $58,000 worth of donations for Three Square Food Bank. Can you beat that? We would love to see you stop by today. Again, we are at the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills, all to benefit Three Square Food Bank. All right, let's get the show started this morning.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning faster. Mix 94.1.
It is time to find our September Teacher of the Month, and we have Melissa and her son Nikki on the phone. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Oh, thank you guys so much for your nomination for your teacher. Nikki, tell us your teacher's name and tell us a little bit about her.
Miss Charney.
Why is she such a great teacher?
She reads to me.
She reads to you? Oh, that's so sweet. Melissa, how has it been with Nikki in Miss Charney's class?
Well, you know, I know it's the beginning of the school year still, but Miss Charney has already bonded so much with the kids, and she just has so much patience. I mean, she teaches kindergarten, and, you know, she's teaching these kids everything, how to read, how to write, how to count, take turns, you know, all these life skills, and she does it with patience, and, you know, she's navigating all of their little personalities, and you know, they're 5 and 6 year olds, so they still struggle with controlling their own emotions.
Sure.
She has to deal with them. What also she does is, and what's super important to me, is that she makes those kids feel safe and loved. I'm gonna start crying.
Yeah, I can hear it. It's the sweetest thing ever.
And you know, especially being so young and just knowing that my son is going to a place where he is able to grow and be comfortable in being himself, and she helps him do that, and that's what's important to me.
We are so excited to let you guys know that she won. Miss Charney is our September Teacher of the Month. Now here's the thing, we have her on the phone and we want you guys to help us break the news to her. Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, let's bring her on. We'll make it a little surprise. Good morning, Miss Charney.
Good morning, Mercedes.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We were just calling to let you know that we had a nomination for you for our September Teacher of the Month from your student, Nikki, and his mom, Melissa.
That is so awesome.
Well, we actually have them on the phone with us right now, and they want to deliver some news to you. Go ahead, guys.
Go ahead, Nikki. Tell us. Say, Miss Charney.
Miss Charney.
You're?
Hi, Nikki. Yeah, this is getting work.
You're the Teacher of the Month!
Yay!
Oh my goodness.
Congratulations, Miss Charney. We have heard so much about you, how you're such an amazing teacher. You're patient, and that even though the school year just started, you're already bonding with these kids. Melissa, what do you want to say to Miss Charney?
Miss Charney, I just want to say thank you so much for having a big open heart and welcoming Nikki and all of your students and having the patience that you do with them and just teaching them to be great people in this world along with you know, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow, I'm really touched. Thank you.
Ms. Charney, what is it like for you being a kindergarten teacher? I mean, you really get them when they're still babies, and everyone remembers their kindergarten teacher.
I would just say that learning is a journey that never ends, and I really push the power of yet. So we talk about, you know, you just can't do it yet. Maybe you get frustrated writing a letter, and I just remind them, you just can't do it yet. So I just love seeing those aha moments when they finally get it.
Well, we are so happy that you are a Teacher of the Month. We have a $150 Visa gift card for you from Findlay Chevrolet and another one from Silver State Schools Credit Union, plus that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. Congratulations!
Thank you so much. I've been listening to you since 1997, so this is such an honor.
Wow. Oh my gosh, Ms. Charney, thank you so much. And thank you, Melissa and Nikki, for nominating her. It is so good to put the spotlight on these incredible teachers. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
At West Charleston and Desert Foothills, Summerlin area, we are here and we are looking for your donations to Three Square. This year has been challenging for so many people, even extra challenging. Groceries are costing more. It's getting hard to put a meal on the table for a lot of people in Las Vegas. Every single zip code in Las Vegas is affected by food insecurity, and that's why we're here today collecting your money and your food to donate to Three Squares. They can do so much. With just $1, that can make three meals.
And I love the fact that we really are a community. You know, I've only been here a short time, Mercedes, but you know, I get that vibe. Just for the past couple days, I really do feel it. The fact that everyone's coming together, and I love it. I'm here for it. And yeah, let's just make things happen. You know, you said, I think you referenced when we started the show, that we're really successful in Summerlin. So I would love to see it. I'd love to be a part of it.
Well, we already had a couple of donations, which was great. So swing by. We'd love to see it. There's a couple of schools up here. Like West Tech is right over there. Durrell is right down the street. Vasiliadis is right up the street. Rogich is right down the street. So like a lot of you are going to be taking your kids to school this morning. Hey, stop by. Bring them by. We would love to meet them. It should be a fun morning. Later on this hour, maybe next hour, I got a voicemail yesterday that I want to play for you guys on the air. I kind of have a proposition that I need to run by everyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, Steph, I'm going to email you the voicemail or text it to you, and then see if you can put it in the system so that we can talk about it. It's very interesting. It definitely has to do with a food drive.
I was going to say, is it someone that we've met before, or do we know them?
Yeah, it's kind of a long story.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it coming up in just a few minutes. It's going to be a great morning. I can feel it. Hi,
how you
Mohammed.
Doing, sir?
He
good
heard us
morning.
On the radio.
I know his guy.
You too.
This is one of my daughters.
Can we have him jump on?
One of my daughter's classmates.
Tracy, can we get this mic on right here? Come on.
Mohammed goes to school with my daughter.
He does.
Mohammed is very tall.
And you're here early.
This is what time Brooklyn told me to get here.
Brooklyn told you to get here what time?
6 a.m.
He did. He's Brooklyn's not even here yet.
She got you, bro.
No, yesterday I was really late to school and Brooklyn was like, you better not be late tomorrow because you need to upload the cans in my car yesterday first period. And she's like, she was mad at me. She was like, you're 30 minutes late. Like, you need to do this.
Oh,
and
best,
so I was
man.
Like, today, okay, I'm going to be early. I slept at 9 p.m. yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Well, Mohammed, Brooklyn, and Erica, they're all from West Tech, and they have a really cool donation that they're going to be making here in just a few minutes. So we're excited about that. I hope she's listening right now. Do you want to say anything to Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, where are you? I woke up really early. And I'm even a little late. I thought you were going to be here already because it's 6:08.
How are you doing?
Oh, everyone is showing up right now. Summerlin is awake, and they are here at Albertsons. Oh, my God.
Mohammed, I'm proud of you for getting here so early.
Oh, my
gosh. We'll talk to you and my daughter and Erica in here in a few minutes. But, yeah, we've got a lot coming up this morning live from day number 3 of the Four Corners Food Drive. Albertsons, West Charleston, and Desert Foothills. Coming up next, we have What's Trending. Cardi B is the new voice of the New York subway. And let's just say her announcements are not exactly PG. Plus, she's bringing her Little Miss Drama Tour to Vegas right before Valentine's Day. I'll tell you how to get tickets before they're gone. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the Hot Topic trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending?
What's Trending
on Mix 94.1.
All right, day number 3 of the Four Corners Food Drive, and it's already a busy one
it
here.
Is.
It's up in Summerlin at the Albertsons on Desert Foothills in West Charleston. Come by and see us. We are talking about Cardi B this morning. She's trending. She's now the voice of the New York subway, and honestly, this is the best thing that the MTA has ever done. She's out there on the loudspeaker scolding people while they're on the subway, saying things like, "We're walking here. Steps are for stepping, not sitting. Move it, bucko." Like, I mean, in her signature Cardi voice. Another one goes, "These trains don't move without you, so make sure you pay that fare and keep it real." I can't even do a Cardi B.
Ow.
If Cardi told me that, I would not only pay my fare, I would probably leave her a Venmo tip for sure. But there's a behind-the-scenes video of her cracking up while recording the PSAs, and the whole thing is just classic Cardi. Real talk, though, can we get her voice in Vegas escalators on the Strip?
I was going to say the same thing.
Oh,
that would
my
be
gosh.
Amazing.
Move it, tourists. You're blocking the walkway with your frozen margaritas.
Oh,
out of here. Her week didn't stop there. She just dropped her brand new album, Am I the Drama? And then she announced earlier she's pregnant again, because she can't just do one headline at a time. She's going to go back to back to back. The Little Miss Drama Tour is coming to Vegas February 13th, T-Mobile Arena. Forget the flowers and chocolates. This is your Valentine's Day plan right here. Tickets are already in pre-sale, and general sales open on Thursday.
Cardi B's the best, man. I love the fact that she has never changed. A lot of people, you know, like when artists become really big, they tend to switch up a little bit. But I don't know about you, but everything I've seen, she's always been herself. And the only thing I will add, and this is, you know, I look at this as a good thing, is that her new relationship with Stefan Diggs, I hope that she doesn't jump into marriage too fast.
Why do you hope that?
I think it doesn't. I think there's nothing wrong with taking your time, because the Offset situation, it seemed very quick. You know what I mean? Like, what's the rush? Take your time. They love each other. Yeah, you know, you can wait on the ring, right?
Yeah, what do you think, Steph?
I say if you know you're the one, then do it. I mean,
really?
Oh, yeah, look at me and James. I jumped into that relationship super quick, so I can't say nothing. I went for my ex, and 3 months later, I was with James.
James is like, will you marry me? And you're like, oh,
I'm like, okay, give me the ring, baby girl.
And that's what's trending.
Now back to Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, benefiting Three Square Food Bank. Live from the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills Drive. Mix 94.1.
It is day number 3, and yes, we are up in Summerlin, west side of town. So far this morning, it has been crazy busy. We've had a lot of people stopping by. Thank you for that. And they're here.
They are in
they're
front of
here.
Our eyes.
My daughter, Brooklyn, is here with her schoolmates, Erica and Mohammed. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm so much for having us.
I'm so happy you're here. So talk to us about, you guys just stopped by with tons of canned food. Brooklyn, I know you and Mohammed and Erica have been working on this for a long time. What did you guys do, and why did you guys do this?
So every year we really try to do some sort of drive, whether it's food drive, clothing drive, shoe drive. And I see every year how hard you work putting on this Four Corners Food Drive. So we really just wanted to help this year however we could, because we know that Three Square, being an amazing organization, can really help by making even just $1 three meals. So we really want to contribute as much as we could to that.
I love it. Erica, tell us about what you did at West Tech. This was a collaborative effort with some of the clubs, right?
Yes. So at West Tech, we partnered with FBLA and DECA, which are two of our business CTSOs on campus. And through that, we have a bunch of engaged members who actively want to keep doing things that will help impact their community. So we thought it would be a great idea to help partner with this organization and with this food drive so that we can get as many members members as possible to donate. So we made it a requirement if they wanted to compete that they could donate up to 3 cans or up to 5 if they were to compete in both CTSOs. And through this, we were able to get over 500 cans.
Wow! Oh my God!
That was incredible. Combined.
And this was going on for maybe, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks straight, and we were still able to make a big impact through that.
That's so cool. Mohammed, were you really shocked to see how much you guys ended up raising in the end?
So like week one, we walked in and my teacher's like, you know, we don't got any cans, you know, let's push this out. So we started advertising like a lot. You know, I was texting all my friends. Erica was texting all hers. Brooklyn was doing, you know, all her friends were posting on Instagram. We're on like, you know, the school news, everything. And then 3 weeks later, here we are with over 500 cans.
The car, when you pulled up in your car, Mohammed, you opened the trunk and it was filled and you're like, no, there's more. And then we're getting stuff from the front seat and the back seat. Like, how does that make you guys feel just from all those cans?
Yeah, we think it's just incredible. We're incredibly grateful for all the people who donated, and we think it's going to have a huge impact on the Las Vegas community.
It is.
Which is just great.
It is. Joe's over here with 3 Squared. He's just like...
Yo, guys, is this something that you feel like you could maybe latch onto and maybe attach yourself to going down the road? Like, do more of?
Yeah, I really would honestly enjoy doing that, especially if we make this like an annual thing, because at our school, we love to help any organization in the community that we can. So especially having the connection that I do to the station.
Wink, wink, mom.
Who could that be?
All right. So since we guys have you here, you guys, to me, are like the perfect representation of Gen Z. And we thought it would be fun to play a game with you guys called Slang Wars. Okay. Ooh. So we want to give you like an older piece of slang and see if you guys know what it means. And then we want you to turn the tables on us and see if we know what some of your Gen Z slang means, okay? All right, Steph, okay. I know you got the slang for us.
I do.
What you got? Let's give them some slang, see if they can figure out what it means.
Okay, Slang Wars, here's phrase number one. What does keep on trucking mean? Keep on trucking.
Do you guys know?
It sounds like motivation to just keep going, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would take that.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
All right. All right. You guys give us one.
Okay. Our first one that we have is clock it.
Mercedes, what's clock it mean?
You know.
That's like if someone says something that's true, you're like, clock it. Like, right? That's
yes. I would say that too. Yes. Okay. Here is another slang for you guys. What about take a chill pill?
Like, just, you need to calm down.
Yes! It sounds like your parents might be saying this to you guys.
Have you heard that before? Was that a total... Okay, you heard it.
Okay, what do you guys have for us?
6'7".
Oh, yes. My God.
I know this one. 6'7". Like, it means nothing.
Is it from the DJ? Is it Skrillex? Was it Skrillex that made it popular? Can someone tell me?
To be honest, I have no idea.
Okay. It doesn't mean anything.
I think a lot of it was like edits on like TikTok people were making, and it was like the 6'7", and then it would like transition to like something.
But why do you say it? What's the context? You just, if there's no one saying anything, you just go 6'7"?
Well, I think it's like an incredibly common number. So like in our everyday lives, we just see the number 6 and 7 everywhere. Like, you know, in our math classes, you know, just everywhere. So
that's
just like
funny.
Got incredibly popular.
Oh,
on social
do your
media.
Math teachers hate you when they do something with 6 and 7?
Mohammed and I actually have our math class together, and these younger kids in our class actually got our teacher to say it.
All right, next phrase.
Okay.
What does fascism mean? Faux shizzle.
Like, for sure. Yep. Like,
very good.
Yes, good job. Is it, who's a popular rapper that says faux shizzle?
Popular rapper when? when?
I feel like I've heard, like, faux shizzle dizzle, but I don't, like, Snoop Dogg.
Yes!
Yeah! Oh my God.
Good job, wow. Brooklyn. You got a good mom right here that teaches you stuff.
She grew up listening to Snoop. Okay, what do you guys got?
Okay, the next one we have is chopped.
Chopped? Like you're cut? Like that's like that.
Done.
Like, you're done?
You're done. You're over. No. Done.
Do you guys have, like, a sentence you could say?
Yeah, use it in a sentence. I know what this one means.
You do?
Because I've heard her use it before.
Like, Erica's definitely not chopped.
Oh, you mean not cool?
Chopped?
Like, not hip?
What do you mean not chopped? I'm thinking, like, my hair is cut. Like, or her hair is not looking good. She's chopped.
I'll use another sentence. When I wake up in the morning before I put on my makeup and do my hair, I am chopped.
Oh, you ain't looking cute. You ain't looking good. She's chopped. Is that what it means?
Yeah, looking pretty.
Yeah. I'm going to use that. I'm like, Mercedes, I am looking good this morning. I'm just feeling chopped, so don't take any photos or videos.
Oh, yeah, if you're not looking good.
Not looking right? Okay, cool.
Okay, give them one more.
One more. Okay, ready? What does totally tubular mean?
Like, super cool, like... In your terms, totally rad.
Yes! Good job! I would say they did really well.
Okay, last one for you guys. You guys get to close it off. What do you got?
Our next one is aura farming.
Aura farming. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I barely know any of these. If I didn't have Mercedes, I would know none of this. So I'm going to revert to Mercedes or Julian. Do you know what it means?
Take a guess?
Aura farming is when you're spreading good aura, good positive vibes. You know what I mean? Like, for example, I'm going to use incense. You ready? I'm going to freestyle this. Man, I'm just feeling so good. I'm going to aura farm. Hold on. Let me start again. I'm aura farming to Mercedes and Steph's. I'm feeling so positive. Such good vibes.
No offense, that was really, really not close.
Okay.
I think you guys are aura farming because you're putting out the good vibes with this food drive, right? No?
I mean, kind of.
What is it?
What does it mean?
Like, you're trying, like, really hard to, like, be cool. Like, you're trying to, like...
Try hard.
Aura.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so, like, we were just aura farming.
That was me.
Oh, my God. That was aura. So fun.
I love you guys.
Thank you, guys. Aura farming, man.
You guys are unbelievable for what you did. Thank you to West Tech. Thank you to West Tech FBLA, DECA. And you three, I see how hard you work, the three of you and all your clubs. And for you to bring this together for the community, I hope other schools are listening and they do the same thing. So thank you guys. You guys clock it. You guys.
Yeah!
I feel like we're looking at like the president, vice president, and treasurer of our future right now. They are just so mature. I'm so happy for you guys.
I love it. Well, we are going to get you some hourly totals here in a few minutes. It's the Four Corners Food Drive, day number 3. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
We are here live, day number 3 of the Four Corners Food Drive at the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills. Want to give Stella, Reese, and Lauren a shout-out this morning.
Yeah!
They just stopped by on the way to school and donated. Beautiful girls. Thank you guys so much for coming by. I love the hugs. It was so great to see you, and we would love to see you out here raising money for our friends at 3 Square. Let's get to it. The Hot 3, the Aces, they are not here for your pity party. After a rough Game 1 loss, Asia Wilson came out in full beast mode last night at the Michelob Ultra Arena. 25 points, 9 rebounds, 5 steals, and a couple of blocks for good measure. Becky Hammon called it perfectly when she said that Asia doesn't do 2 stinkers in a row, and she proved it. The Aces blew out the Fever 90-68 to even out the semifinals. Chelsea Gray was dropping dimes, 10 assists. Melissa Smith stepped up with a playoff career high, 18 points, and the bench was rolling. This is the kind of Aces basketball that the team admitted that they were missing in Game 1. So series tied. Headed back to Indy for Game 3 on Friday.
I love it. School me real quick for the non-sports guy being me, Mercedes. Is she the best female basketball player?
Yes.
Of all
in the
time?
World. In the world. Asia Wilson, she just got her 4th MVP title.
Ooh.
She is our golden child. There is no other. Like, I don't know. That's just how I feel, Steph.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yesterday, I was watching her play. Like, she is so locked in. There's something about her energy when she plays. I'm like, this girl knows what she's doing. She knows how to control the team. She knows how to control the ball. She's good on defense. She's good on offense. Just, I love watching her play.
Yeah, all-around player. Speaking of Michelob Ultra Arena, Michelob Ultra, apparently, it's not just the name on our arena. It's also America's new top beer. Michelob Ultra just past Modelo to become the best-selling beer in the country. Bud Light was once the untouchable. It used to be the one that sat on top of the others, and now it's all the way down at number three after last year's backlash. So what is driving this whole Michelob Ultra wave? Well, there's a zero alcohol spinoff and a giant marketing push with Leo Messi, the soccer player, and then just a whole lot of sports sponsorships. So somewhere in a cooler near you, there's an Ultra waiting to be cracked open.
Yeah, I can see why it's so popular, but I'm not, you know, to be transparent, I'm not a beer drinker. I don't drink. Are you all big beer drinkers? Do you all drink a little bit?
No, I'm not, but if I had to drink a beer, I'd probably drink a Michelob Ultra because it's low carb and I don't like beery taste. So to me, yeah, it doesn't taste overly beery.
I remember when I first turned 21 and I saw Michelob Ultra, I'm like, what is this Michelob?
Michelob.
And they're like, oh no, that's a Michelob. I'm like, oh, well, thank you. The CH kind of threw me off there.
Yeah, what's your beer of choice?
If I had a beer of choice, I used to love Blue Moon. Not so much anymore. If I get a beer, maybe like an IPA, just one and done.
Fancy, huh?
Oh no, just don't want to spend like four beers. Just get one 13% ABF and I'm good.
Done. Yes. Yeah. Finally this morning, let's talk vacations. A new survey says a lot of us are really creatures of habit when it comes to vacation. 30% of Americans keep going back to the same vacation spot over and over, treating it kind of like it's their second home. 65% of those repeat travelers even say they feel like locals when they're there. The survey says that beach people, they're the worst offenders. They, more than a third of them, return to the same sand and sea every year. And on average, repeat vacationers have been to their go-to spot five times. You guys go to the same places for vacation?
Oh my gosh. I go to the same place. I go to the same fast food restaurants. I literally don't change. I go to Hawaii and I go to the same acai place. I go to the same beach, Diamond Head. I'm just really habitual. How about you?
I think if you find a place you love, yeah, it makes sense. Like, why go somewhere that you're not sure about? But we do like certain spots, but I try out different spots. I like to see new things. I'm not a relaxing vacationer. I'm an exploring vacationer.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think we talked about that. Like, when you go to the beach, you're not the one, and tell me if I'm wrong, you're not the one that's going to spend 8 hours from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the beach. You're going to be out exploring.
We don't even go to the beach, really.
No.
Like, a beach is not, I just get bored. I want to go to, like, a city I've never seen before, walk around the city, stuff like that, you know? That's kind of my thing. What about you, Steph? Are you a habitual vacationer?
I try not to be, because James is like, let's go back to New York. I'm like, we've been to New York so many times. Let's go somewhere new. So that's why I told James when we go to the Philippines this December, I'm like, let's go to other countries around the Philippines. He's like, okay, fine. Where do you want to go? I'm like, we're going to Hong Kong.
Disneyland.
Hong Kong, Disneyland. So we'll be there in December.
Well, let's take a little vacation here from the Hot 3 and check out our TriPoint Homes Cash Board. Day number three. Our first official hour. It was a fun one. Let's find out how we ended up doing this hour.
So Brooklyn and her friends dropped off canned foods, which will tally in Friday.
Okay.
But with dollar amounts, this hour, we were able to raise $280, which equals to 840 meals for Three Square.
Oh,
very
baby.
Good.
Good start.
Now in total, we're at $85,241, which equals to 255,723 meals.
Let's do it, West Side. You've got some big shoes to fill. Northwest Side ended up raising over $58,000. Yesterday, the Southwest Side of town ended up raising over $26,000. Summerlin, West Side, can you do it? Can you help us raise money for Three Square? We love to see you. It's the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills, and we're going to be here all day long. It's the Four Corners Food Drive, and this is Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now back to Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive benefiting Three Square Food Bank. Live from the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills Drive. Mix 94.1.
Day number three of the Four Corners Food Drive brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union. And we are loving all the love that we're feeling here on the west side of town at the Albertsons on West Charleston and Desert Foothills. So I told you guys, yesterday afternoon, I got this voicemail. My phone was on Do Not Disturb, so it went right to voicemail. A good friend of our family's and someone that works for Station Casinos, his name is Alex. He's a good friend of ours. He called me, and I'm really bummed I missed his call, but I'm kind of glad that he left this voicemail so I could play it for you, okay?
Okay.
He's got a proposition for us, and I wanted to get everyone's thoughts on this. I'm not going to say anything else. Let's listen to it, and then we'll discuss, okay? Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Okay,
let's do it.
Let's play it.
Hey, Mercedes. It's Alex Acuna from Station Casinos. I am just been so impressed with everything that you guys are doing with the Four Corners Food Drive this week, and I know our properties are coming out to all the locations you guys have going on, but I wanted to see if you guys would be open to coming out to Durango on Friday again, like we did last year, and finishing up the week at one of our properties. I think we can blow it up real big, make it bigger than we did last year, and do something really cool for Three Square. We'd love to host you guys that Friday at Durango for a radio remote with our team, raise some more money for Three Square. Let me know. Thanks.
Oh my God.
So his proposition is, we're supposed to wrap things up tomorrow. And he has a point. Last year, we went an extra day and we broadcasted live from Durango because they said, hey, we'll make it worth your while. And they ended up giving us thousands of dollars for Three Square. So from what I got from that voicemail is it would be something kind of similar. That, and yes, Station Casinos have been coming out big time. Palace, Santa Fe Station. It's been fantastic. What are your guys' thoughts on extending it again this year and broadcasting live and doing a fifth location on Friday?
With that incentive, I'm like, yeah. Why? How can we say no? Absolutely.
My question is, do we have the manpower?
That's what I was gonna say.
Us three.
Well, because I mean, yes, you hear the people on the show, us,
JB, Heather Collins. But like, it takes a village to put something on like this.
Oh yeah, we have our engineer Tracy. We've got Omari, Ramon. We've got our street team.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of people that make this happen. Mm-hmm. And so, hey Tracy,
should we ask them?
Do you have any help on Friday?
Tracy, you want to come to Durango on Friday?
You want to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning?
For. It's what I get. He said, "It's what I get paid for." It's up to Tracy. Yeah. So if Tracy says yes, I think we should do it.
Mike, but do we call and see if JB and Heather? They'll be in.
Well, technically, if it's just our show, they don't even have to worry about it. Like if we're wrapping up at 10, they just couldn't show up.
Oh, that's right. It's just our show.
It's just our show. Wait, saying.
Are you sure it's not all day?
Yes.
We wrap things up at 10 o'clock. That's right. It's just our show.
So we don't need their permission.
Yeah. We're there.
He's just the boss. It's okay.
We're there. Station Casinos, get ready for us. We'll be there on Friday.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too. I think this will be really cool, and it'll give more opportunities for our listeners to come and see us.
Yes.
And hopefully donate if you weren't able to make it to one of our donations. I'm so excited. Our friends from Pride Point Homes are walking
There's
up.
So much going on right now. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to talk to them in a few minutes. We've got a lot coming up this hour. Actually, coming up next, we're going to talk to Byron, who is one of the organizations that partners with Three Square. If you've ever wondered, how does Three Square get this food out to various organizations across the valley? We're going to talk about that, talk about what Three Square means to Byron and his organization. And yeah, I guess we're going day five.
Yay! Yes.
Oh my God. We're going to talk more about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Now back to Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive benefiting Three Square Food Bank. Live from the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills Drive. Mix 94.1.
Day number three of the Four Corners Food Drive, and we are live at the Albertsons raising money for Three Square on the west side of town at Desert Foothills in West Charleston. Come by and see us. And we've talked about how Three Square really is kind of like the hub for so many different organizations in town to help them get the food that they need to help their people. And we have Byron Goines here. He is the director of Martin Luther King Jr. Senior Center. Hi, Byron.
How are you?
You're a radio guy yourself,
oh,
huh?
Oh, we're ready to go. It's a great day at MLK every day.
I love it. It's so good to have you on the show. And I'm so glad we're going to be talking about how Three Square is helping you. Well, let's talk about the seniors, because sometimes this population really does get overlooked when it comes to food insecurity.
It certainly does. And at the Martin Luther King Jr. Senior Center, we serve a population of 55 and older. Our seniors are on fixed incomes, so it's very, very important when it comes down to food. Great example, I was talking to a senior yesterday. Mr. Goines, after all of my bills are paid, I have $15 to make month.
The month.
Through the month.
Wow.
And if it wasn't for the senior center that has the food bags, which are packed, and the food comes from Three Squares, I wouldn't make it through the month. Thank you for what you do.
And a lot of times, correct me if I'm wrong, the seniors, they're almost like, they don't want to ask for it. They I don't want to say they're too proud to, but they just, a lot of times they kind of seclude themselves and they stay in their own world and they don't want to ask for the help. And that's what you're here. Your job is to get them out of their shell and have them have fun with one another and have them get their food that they need.
Yes, a large percentage of seniors actually live by themselves. And so to be able to come to the Martin Luther King Jr. Senior Center, where we provide a plethora of services, they're able to come and socialize and they kind of let loose and we kind of understand what their journey is. And we're just there to put the resources in place so they can make it through. So at the Senior Center, a number of activities from dancing to book club. Today I'm headed to a Wii bowling tournament.
Oh, sweet.
And so I've got to get down at 8 o'clock because I have 17 seniors that, Mr. Goines, we're leaving at 8:30.
Learning to do that Wii bowling. I love it.
Yes, but that's what we do because it is very, very important. But again, food is a resource that seniors need. And when we talk with Three Square, it's not just food, it's the nutritional value of the food. So we get a good balance when we have our deliveries. As a matter of fact, next Thursday, we'll have our delivery to feed 175 seniors. It'll be a mixture of produce, it'll be canned goods, and also we have some meat products as well. So without Three Square, and I've been the director since 2018, I don't know what we would do in terms of sourcing food. It would be a challenge.
There are heroes.
So I would encourage people to donate to Three Square. It is very, very valuable organization that works in the community, and we strongly support them from EOB.
Byron, thank you so much for sharing. Do you have any that really impacts. Do you have any specific stories that maybe you could share? Maybe one or two stories of people that you know in your circle, or, you know, obviously people that come to Martin Luther King?
Yes. We have every first Friday of the month, we have our food drive. And so we do it in a drive-through fashion. And so I can tell you several stories that as we're at giving out the food, we have in our line a family will pull in with their car and they just see us giving out food. And so they're not part of the center. So we normally do not give, but we will not turn down a family.
Yeah, you can't.
So what we've done is partnered with Three Square through another program that they have. So then what we do is we just get the information from the family,
yeah,
and then we provide them as a reference to Three Square where they can go and get food on a regular basis.
So no one's turned down.
So no one's turned down.
Love that.
No one's turned down. I mean, we sit at the base of the Martin Luther King statue at 2420 North Martin Luther King Boulevard and Cary Avenue in North Las Vegas. And we actually have people that are in the park that are homeless, that if we're doing the food giveaway, or if we're cooking lunch that day, which we cook every day, we go right out to the park and help the folks out in the park.
Food.
So we bring them in. We have a center. We have programs through EOB. We have a child care program, supportive services. We have a workforce program. And so our whole mission is to reduce poverty, but also help those that want to break that cycle of poverty to be self-sufficient and live on your own.
And sometimes that's what it's all about, is just breaking the cycle. It's not about people not wanting to make money. Sometimes they just don't have enough money at the end of the month to be able to get that food that they need. So this is what you guys are all about. The Martin Luther King Jr. Senior Center, one of the organizations that benefits from those at Three Square, and you guys can help. Thank you so much, Byron. It was so nice to talk to you.
It's a great day at MLK.
Yes, it is. And we would love to get your donations here. I just want to remind you guys, you can always donate online if you'd like your tally to go towards the west side of town's tally today. threesquare.org/4corners. You can donate online or come by and see us. It is day number 3. We are at the Albertsons at Charleston and Desert Foothills. We'd love to see you. It's Mix 94.1.
Now back to Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, benefiting Three Square Food Bank. Live from the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills Drive. Mix 94.1.
It's been a great morning so far here at the Albertsons on Desert Foothills and West Charleston. And our sponsors, we have to thank the sponsors of our cash board this year, again, is Tri Point Homes. And we are such fans here. I'm so happy because Cliff Andrews, the division president in Las Vegas, is here. Hi, Cliff.
Hey.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to see you all.
Good to see you again. You guys are such a supporter of this food drive. And when I say supporter, I mean, like, wow, your staff is here. There's tons of food that you've brought. Why is it so important for you guys to really immerse yourself in not just providing us places to live in this community, but giving back to this community?
Hey, we've been in this community for 65 years. We build homes for families in this valley, and we're totally committed to everybody here, and we're happy to be contributing once again to the food drive. So super excited, and my team is just doing the most amazing job raising money and contributions.
Now, you and I were talking a little bit off the air about just this year. You were asking, like, how are things going? And you've seen it on your end. It's been a rough year.
Yeah, for a lot of families, it's a very rough year. And as you know, it's kind of the most vulnerable that have been hit the hardest. And we've seen a lot of folks at the toughest end of the ladder here in the valley, really having a hard time and struggling. And so what you're doing is more important than ever. And we just appreciate our opportunity to to be a part of it.
Well, we appreciate you being a part of it, being our Cash Board sponsor. But then you go above and beyond and you show up with all this food. And I see your staff holding a big, gigantic check. Talk to us about this.
Wow. That's right. We're happy to contribute $3,500 this year.
Okay. Wow.
We love Three Square. We love what you guys are doing. We love participating in this. And our whole team has been really behind it. So it's very, very fun for us.
Oh, that is over 10,000 meals for Three Square. Thank you, guys. Give yourselves a big round of applause. That's amazing. I am overwhelmed by your generosity. You guys, how many neighborhoods do you guys have across Las Vegas right now?
We're selling in about 12 communities across Las Vegas, including four up here near us now in Summerlin, doing a lot of great things up there. We've got new communities at Carlisle Ridge and Carlisle Peak. And we have a new promotion coming out the first 2 weeks in October. It's our national open house event. So very, very meaningful to us, and we're excited to be here.
Well, Cliff, all of you at Tri Point Homes, thank you so much for what you do. Woo! Not just the money, the food too, and the support. You guys are the best. We really appreciate
it. Thanks for having us. And we appreciate it.
So good to see you. You guys, it is a great day to donate. Come down and see us again. We are at the Albertsons right up here in Summerlin on West Charleston and Desert Foothills Drive. We would love to see you. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, we are on day number 3 of the Four Corners Food Drive. Let's tell you what is going on this morning. So we've been talking a lot about food insecurity, and this story ties right in. Did you guys know Hamburger Helper is having a comeback moment? And a lot of food brands are seeing their sales slide, but Hamburger Helper, it's up more than 14% this year. Part of the boost comes after, I guess there was a cameo on The Bear with it, where they used Hamburger Helper. Really? But another is just from Americans trying to stretch their dollars. And it's not just Hamburger Helper sales. Sales of rice, canned fish, beans, mac and cheese, they're all on the rise. Basically, it's, you know, all of these foods that you kind of like had in college and stuff are trending again. So it just goes to show how important it is to give right now.
Yeah, it definitely is. I remember having Hamburger Helper when I was a kid. So if that's any indicator, let's definitely make some things happen today, Mercedes.
I love Hamburger Helper.
Me too. I love it.
Here's something to test on your next road trip. A new study found that soft, happy music can actually cut motion sickness symptoms almost in half. They did a study and they found that sad songs or sad music makes things worse. So stirring music kind of helped things a little, but the cheerful stuff works the best. Only 30 people were tested, so they say more research is still needed. But yeah, put on those happy songs when you drive, and they say that it'll make it easier and you'll be less queasy when you drive. And finally this morning, clutter might be doing more damage to your relationship than you think. This new survey finds that more than a third of Americans admit that their partner's messiness makes them less attractive. 61% say clutter causes tension, and some even take matters into their own hands. 38% have secretly thrown out their partner's stuff.
Mercedes is...
Susie is nodding.
Mercedes, is he messy by nature, or is he organized?
No, he's so organized. If anything, I was the one that used to be messy, but he's kind of rubbed off on me, and now I try to keep things organized. Yeah.
Okay, so question for the ladies of the show. What do you think about organized chaos? Meaning not messy, there's a difference, but if you walk into someone's house, all hypothetical of course, you see stuff everywhere, but it's organized. Like, for example, sneakers in one area, you have boxes in another area, maybe you have maybe toys and stuffed animals in another area, but things are everywhere.
That to me is clutter. Yeah. Still, clutter is clutter.
Okay. I was just asking for a friend. I'm gonna
for
let
a friend.
Him know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You do you, whatever it takes. We are really excited. We have a special guest here at the food drive. We cannot wait to tell you about this person that is here and the donation. And we've got your request coming up. It's Mix 94.1.
Do we want to do totals for the 7 o'clock?
Oh
hour?
Yes, let's do it. The Tri Point Homes Cash Board. 7 o'clock hour was That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Talk
it
to
sure
us.
Was.
What did we get?
All right, this hour we were able to raise $3,761, which equals 11,283 meals. Now, let's talk about total from where we are from Monday to now.
Okay.
We are $89,002, which equals to 267,000 meals for Three Square.
Oh, I love it.
That is incredible.
Summerlin is bringing it this morning. Keep it coming. It's Mix 94.1.
Now back to Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, benefiting Three Square Food Bank. Live from the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills Drive. Mix 94.1.
We have been having a great day so far. Day number three of the Four Corners Food Drive. And look who it is. It is our own Congresswoman Susie Lee.
Yay!
Hey, great to be here.
Oh, it's good to see you. Susie, it's crazy. Like, I have known you for years. We used to do stuff with communities and schools when you... I mean, and look at us. Look at us
now.
Hi, I'm so glad to see you. How is everything going for you? You guys have been, there's a lot going on, right?
Yeah, a lot going on. A lot happening in the country today. But I'm so happy to be here. And thank you, Mix 94.1, for doing this food drive for Three Square. It's so needed in our community, and you've always been an incredible community partner out there doing things for not just Three Square, but so many other organizations. Thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, and I wanted to bring that up on your end, because like I said, we did work together, communities and schools. You're so heavily involved with all these different organizations here. You are constantly giving back to our community. Talk to us about Three Square and your relationship with them and why you feel like this organization is so important to Southern Nevada.
Well, listen, Three Square really had a great partnership with communities and schools. The Weekend Backpack Program, which was so important for so many kids who, you know, get fed, they get breakfast and lunch and after school snacks. But then on the weekends, they go home and face their hunger at home because they couldn't, you know, they didn't have the resources there. And the backpack program was so important. But listen, we have a hunger problem in our community. 1 in 7 adults, 1 in 5 children in Nevada face hunger. And Three Square is such an important community partner, bridging that gap, making sure that people have food. It's such an important, you know, when you think about every day, you know, week, you're trying to make your dollar stretch. That seems to be the one thing that you feel like you can cut back on. And, you know, when I was in college, I faced it. I mean, I didn't have the money to buy 3, you know, solid meals a day. So I literally lived on 1 meal a day. Hunger has so many different faces in our community, whether it's kids who are going to school hungry or facing hunger on the weekend, families who are trying to make their dollar stretch and cutting back on 1 or 2 meals a week, and elderly who are homebound, who can't get out and get the food they need. And so Three Square offers so many resources in our community, and you raising this money and raising food for them is so important. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And you are out there, you're talking to your constituents. Talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing with them, specifically the seniors. There's a really big problem with seniors and hunger in this valley.
Absolutely. You know, we faced a contentious bill in Congress just a few months ago that really cut back on SNAP, food stamp programs, cut back on Meals on Wheels. This is a program that Catholic Charities offers to seniors who, you know, they go to their house, deliver them meals for the week. There's been cutbacks on that. And so many parts of our community are facing cuts to services that really help them stretch their dollar and make, you know, every month you get 2 paychecks or 1 paycheck, and it, sort of towards the end of the month, that's not just stretching, it's not just making it. And the resources at Three Square help families so much. And so, you know, what we're seeing on the ground is people are just struggling with the increases in costs in groceries and rent and healthcare costs. And, you know, that's sort of one of the battles we're having right now back in Washington, making sure that these Affordable Care Act tax subsidies do not expire. That's making healthcare affordable for millions of Americans. And if those tax credits go away, it's not just going to be people who rely on the tax credits. It's going to be all of us who are going to see our health insurance costs increase. And so that's sort of where we're trying to fight to make sure Americans can afford life, can afford to pay rent, can afford childcare. Food, you know, healthcare is such an important cost. And so
that's what it's about.
Seeing people struggle.
Yeah, the basic necessities. And that's what Three Square helps us do. I know you're here and you're making a donation like you always do every year. You like she literally will come here with a baseball cap on
and
donate incognito.
I've seen her. It was a couple years ago. And I'm like, a lovely lady in a baseball cap. And Mercedes like, did you know who that was? I'm like, no, who was that? That was Congresswoman Susie Lee. I'm like, oh my God, that was awesome. So
I know.
Thank
usually
you.
I'm out hiking in the morning, and this would be right on my way home. Grab a Starbucks, come in here. So anyone who's listening, make sure you come out here to the corner of Charleston and
Desert Foothills
to the Albertsons. Help not just 94.1 Mix. You guys are doing great work, but also Three Square.
We love it. Thank you for coming
Thank you so much.
So good to see you. We've got more surprises coming up this morning. And if you missed it earlier, our friends at Station Casinos asked us if we would be willing to go one more day Friday at Durango, and they'd have some money for us.
Yes.
So we said, absolutely.
We're going.
We're there. So we are now going 5 days for the Four Corners Food Drive. And we've got more details on that coming up. It's Mixed 90.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. 4.1.
Now back to Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, benefiting Three Square Food Bank. Live from the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills Drive. Mix 94.1.
Day number three here at the Four Corners Food Drive. And our auto sponsor today is Findlay Kia. And we have one of my favorites, the general manager of Findlay Kia, Tony Smith. Hi, Tony.
Hi, good morning. So how's everybody?
We are great. How are you doing? It is so good to see you this morning.
Thank you very much. It's great to see you guys, too. We're so privileged and happy to be out here joining you guys. And just great weather, great cause, great people. Love it. Thank you.
We are always blown away by the support that the folks over at Findlay Kia give us every single year. And you've been with the Findlay Automotive Group for a long time now, right?
This was my 20th year with them. Yeah. I joke about it. I say I drank the Kool-Aid many years ago.
Well, I feel like it's a part of the DNA of the Findlay Automotive Group to always give back. Talk to us about, you know, why you guys are here today and what giving back to this community means to you.
So, you know, especially with times like it is right now, I mean, in normal times, it's hard to eat healthy, and it's expensive. And now with everything that's going on with the organizations like this that help out and make sure there's food available for people who need it, they can still eat somewhat healthy.
100%. 100%,
yeah. And still be able to afford to do that. So it's really important to us that we help the community and help those that are in need, and we're just glad to be a part of it.
And you do a lot of work with Three Square. Talk to us about their organization specifically, and then what you see with your customers. 1 in 6 people in Las Vegas suffer from food insecurity. It is something that affects every zip code in Las Vegas. Are you seeing the struggle out there?
We are, absolutely. I mean, we see it every day. I mean, in our area, especially around, you know, Sahara Decatur, we see a lot of, you know, we can see it all around us. And we're hoping that we can help us and make a difference. And with you guys' help, this should go a long ways, right?
Well, we are so honored that you are our auto sponsor today. Mm-hmm. I know you brought a check. And then someone just told me there's a surprise, too, with the check. Talk to me. What's going on here?
So, yeah, we do have a great surprise today. Not only us at Findlay Kia, we're going to give $5,000 to you guys. But also, Alan Montalvo, who's the general manager up at Findlay Honda North, just called me like 5 minutes before I got here, and he's going to add another $2,000. So together, giving you guys $7,000.
Wow! Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
That is 21,000 meals for Three Square Food Bank. You guys are incredible. Awesome. Thank you so much. Yep. I am so blown away by the Findlay Auto Group. You guys are all about giving. You guys are getting on the car subject. I've seen so many Kias on the road. You guys are like seriously like huge right now. What's your best-selling car right now?
Our best-selling car, I mean, Telluride is still one of our number one cars. You know, we've got the K4, the K5, which are sedan. That's also a great seller.
Oh, that's like the sporty one, right?
A little sporty.
Oh,
yep,
that's cool.
Fast, yep. So we're moving those out. But, I mean, we have a big selection. The technology and the looks of it has come a long ways, and we're in a good spot.
Yeah.
Kia's a good brand.
Yeah. If you're interested in a Kia, go see our friend Tony over at Findlay Kia. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Have a great day, and best of luck.
Can't wait to see what our hourly totals are. It is a great day. We would love to see you here. Day number three of the Four Corners Food Drive, west side of town, West Charleston and Desert Foothills. We'd love to see you. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1.
Now back to Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, benefiting Three Square Food Bank. Live from the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills Drive. Mix 94.1.
And it is the Four Corners Food Drive, day number three here at Charleston and Desert Foothills, west side of town. You guys have been doing great. We've had some big donations. We've had some small donations. We've had everything in between. Isla just stopped by and gave us $20. So thank you to her. Thank you to everyone who has come by so far. It's been a really beautiful morning here, and we're going to keep things going. In case you missed the news, our friends at Station Casinos, they asked us if it would be of interest to us to broadcast for a fifth day for the Four Corners Food Drive. So we're going to be at the Durango Hotel Resort and Casino on Friday, they said it'll be worth our while, and they did this last year, and it was definitely worth our while to benefit Three Square. So really excited about that.
Absolutely. Cannot wait for that. And by the way, if you're in the car and you're wondering, maybe you can't make it just by chance, we are also online. You can make a donation at threesquare.org/fourcorners.
It's so funny because yesterday I was just scrolling through my Instagram, and there was this picture, this cute little girl on my feed, and it was of Mercedes.
Oh my gosh, you saw my Instagram.
Yes, and not only that, I'm seeing so many pictures of this trend called the Polaroid trend. And if you guys haven't seen it, it's basically an AI version of your younger self hugging your current self. I saw Mercedes did it. I saw my best friend Jessica did it. And like, why am I crying over all of these photos here?
They're emotional. I am not going to lie. I saw the trend on TikTok originally, and I was like, I'm going to do this. And so I went to Gemini, Google Gemini, and I gave it the prompt that I saw on there and said to make this picture. You upload a picture of your younger self. You upload a current picture, and you ask it to generate a photo of yourself hugging your younger self. And when I saw it, I was like, it took my breath away. I just was like, all these memories of my life came back. And it's like, you think about, wow, that little girl had no idea what was in store for her. And now here's that little girl. It's crazy.
It is. And I thought it would be, I guess, sweet and emotional. Maybe we could do something now. Is what would your message to your younger self be right now? And maybe we can go around the room. Ooh. Maybe if you want to read what you posted, Mercedes, because in your caption, I was like, oh my God, who's cutting the onions?
Oh my gosh, I was getting emotional writing that too.
I have a little music bed for us.
Okay, well, here's what I wrote.
Okay.
If I could sit down with that little girl in the Polaroid, I'd tell her a few things. Life won't always be easy, but you are stronger than you think. People will hurt you, but you'll learn who deserves a seat at your table. You will love deeply, and sometimes that will break you, but you will always put yourself back together. Trust your gut. It's usually right. Don't be afraid to rest. Rest is not weakness. Even in your hardest seasons, you'll still find joy in small, unexpected places. She didn't know what was ahead, but she's still here, smiling back at me, and that's enough to keep going.
That is sweet.
Aw, thank you guys.
Oh, perfect. God.
What would you guys say to your younger self?
Julian, you want to go next?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I didn't do mine in bullet points. I just wrote one thing that'll always stick by me. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take my time so I can... If I could sit down with that little boy in the Polaroid, I would tell him this one thing, or this one phrase. Choose your friends wisely. Surround yourself with good people, and when you find them, keep them close, because your friends can and will be with you your entire life.
Aww, Julian.
The reason. Are you guys crying yet?
Oh, I thought you were done. You're continuing. I'm so sorry.
My explanation is because when I was younger, I didn't realize how important friendships are, and sometimes we realize either you take it for granted, or when you get older, you look back, you're like, darn, that could have been a friendship that would have been with me for life, and so on and so forth. So I'm getting emotional, so let's just stop the music.
That was
what
beautiful.
About you? Steph, I want to hear yours.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Woo. Let me get myself together. Okay.
Woo.
What I would tell my younger self. It was really difficult when I remember in middle school, my parents were getting separated, so I was going through a lot of insecurities. But at that time, I would tell her that you're going to meet the love of your life. You're going to have your Prince Charming. You're going to travel all around the world. You're going to move to Las Vegas and be a producer for an amazing morning show. And I think, like, at that time, I was just so lost with who I was, who I loved. And I felt like I didn't even love myself. But at the time, I knew that there was a bigger picture. And you'll make it. You'll be happy. You'll find love of your life. You'll have your best friends support you. And I'll have, you know, my best friend Momo with you. And I never knew I would have a dog that gave me so much joy. So I would tell that you're going to do great. You love yourself. And you're also going to be comfortable in your own skin.
I love that. Woo! That's... That's such a good message. You know what I would also go back and tell my a teenage self? You're going to be friends with a three-year-old named Steph.
Wait, I thought we were only 3 years apart. Yeah.
No, I tell my teen self that yeah, I'll be friends with a three-year-old. I would never believe that. Like, what's going on? Why am I going to be friends with that three-year-old kid? No,
I,
no way.
I could be, if you were, you could be my mom, but a very young mom.
Oh, I would be a very young, my dad would have kicked me out of the house. That's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, so here is what is going on this morning. If you feel like every driver out there has road rage, you are not wrong. There's a new AAA study that just came out, shows that 96% of drivers admit to aggressive behavior on the road in the last year. That's almost all of us, you guys. Speeding, tailgating, cutting people off. It's become like the daily soundtrack of our commutes. And 11% of drivers admit to going full on violent, like bumping another car on purpose.
Can I share with you something? When I first got my driver's license, and this is so out of my character, but this is back in Virginia. I went off on some guy, started honking at him because I guess he was driving too slow. This guy, Mercedes, he chased me throughout my entire neighborhood for like 20 minutes. You want to talk about road rage? I was so scared.
But you had the road rage first, though, right?
I had the road rage first, but this guy took it to a whole different level. I'm talking about literally chased me throughout the neighborhood for 20 minutes.
I'm not condoning it, but if someone I felt threatened, I would try to track them down and call the police on them.
Well, anyway, I finally gave up. Thank God. After that, I learned, you know what? I'm going to chill.
Yeah.
Right. I learned my lesson. Also, with the amount of accidents here that happened in Vegas, I'm just going to lay back.
I think that's the best course of action. You don't want to escalate situations. Like, I get nervous when I'm at a red light and the person in front of me is, like, on their phone and it turns green. And I'm like, I want to give them a little beep. Like, hey, it turned green, but I don't want them to think I'm being aggressive. So I do a little like just a tiny little thing. Like, hey, get your attention. But there's been times and they turn around and flip me off. I'm like, I was just trying to tell you that the light was green. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, well, hold on real quick. If you're like behind a car that's slower than you or maybe something along those lines, what do you do? Do you just try to get around? Do you honk? Do you get a little
Yeah, that's what I do. Just the
in all situations.
Yeah. I was behind a cop car a couple months ago, and he was on his little computer.
Did you honk at him?
No. I did.
You did not.
What? I did. I did a little beep, and I saw him look up, and I did a thumbs up. I'm like,
please don't pull me over. Please don't pull me
he
over.
He didn't do anything. He was like, oh, okay.
I'd be so scared. I don't know why. I get scared of the cops. I'm like, oh, I'm fine. I'm a good officer.
Also this morning, Asia Wilson was not about to have two bad games in a row. After a rough game one, she lit up Michelob Ultra Arena last night in game two with 25 points, 9 rebounds, and a career high 5 steals. The Aces crushed the Fever 90-68 to tie the semifinal series. Chelsea Gray dished out 10 assists. Nalissa Smith bounced back with 18 points and the bench chipped in 24. Becky Hammon had challenged the team to step up around Asia and they definitely delivered. Now the series shifts to Indy for game three on Friday, but I feel like the Aces have the momentum on their side right now.
For one of the for the non-sports guys, she is the GOAT, huh?
Yeah. There is no other. It is Asia and only Asia.
Has anyone here met her before?
She's been on the show.
She's been on the show like 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm. Me, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, okay. Yeah. I have her phone number.
Shut up. Are we going to call her right now?
You want to call her right now?
Or how about you send her a video message? I feel like people would respond to video messages. Like, hey, Asia.
Depends on the person. Though.
You're the GOAT.
I don't know.
Four-time MVP.
I'm scared. I don't want her to change her number.
Oh, like, or block you.
She'll block me.
Have y'all chatted before on the phone?
No. I don't know why I have her number, honestly. I think we were calling her for an interview, and they gave me the number to call her at, so I don't want to.
Give it to me then.
I don't want to do that. I'll give it to the person. You know what? The person right above her, we know very well. We can call that person instead.
He'll be like, okay, cool. You know he watches my dog.
Oh, wait, that's a, I have her dog sitter in my phone right next to Asia Wilson.
Yep, right next to Asia Wilson is my dog. With Las Vegas is a small community.
It really is.
There's only one dog sitter in Las Vegas?
There's
no,
only one.
No.
Okay.
Finally, this morning, a friend, reminder that DoorDash is great for tacos, not so much for murder supplies. There was a driver in Texas that tipped off police after delivering an order that included bleach, zip ties, trash bags, and a hatchet to a hotel. Like, if you don't have alarms going off when you get that, not exactly like chips and salsa here. So cops showed up. They found a man holed up with a hostage and thankfully rescued them before things got worse. Now, the suspect, Neil Cooper, he was arrested for aggravated kidnapping, and the hostage even turned out to have an outstanding warrant. Moral of the story, if you are going to do a crime, maybe don't put the hatchet and zip ties in your DoorDash cart.
Yeah, moral of the story is if you think you're not the brightest bee in the birdcage or whatever, or the beehive, you definitely probably are not, because this person is, I don't even know what people like that are thinking.
I always wonder what my DoorDasher is thinking about what I order.
What do you order?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I order like three kids meals. Like, we just get the kids meals and not the regular.
And it don't come to the door and eats all the meals.
I know. When I come to the door and they're like, where's the kids?
I am the kid. I am the child.
It's Mix 94.1. We are ready.
Sorry, go ahead. I'll say, let's do some totals.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Perfect.
Yeah, we are ready to go. Check out our TriPoint Homes cash board for our hourly totals for the 8 o'clock hour here. What do you got?
Wow, this 8 o'clock hour, we were able to raise $7,884.
Oh my gosh,
equally,
that is amazing.
23,656 meals for Three Square. Now, total, all combined, since Monday morning, we were able to raise $96,888, which equals to
290,664
meals.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Wow.
We're almost at $100,000. Do you guys think in the next hour and 3 minutes that we could raise enough to put us over that 100,000 mark?
I think we could do it.
Can you guys help us with that? I would love to hit 100,000 before we go off the air this morning and JB comes on. That would be so cool to be able to brag to JB like, we hit 100,000.
Have we ever got 100,000 on day three before?
No, I don't think ever.
Oh my
God. I don't
think
ever. Like, that is insanity. I am so excited. You guys, please keep those donations coming. You can donate in person here at the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills. You can also donate online, threesquare.org/fourcorners. We would love to hear from you. It's Mix 94.
Now back to Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, benefiting Three Square Food Bank. Live from the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills Drive. Mix 94.1.
And thank you to our title sponsor, Silver State Schools Credit Union. Yes, it is day number 3 here of the Four Corners Food Drive, all to benefit Three Square. And we have Irma McDowell here with us, who is the philanthropy officer at Three Square. Good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, it is our pleasure. You know how much we love Three Square and what you guys do. And we were just talking a little bit off the air about something we talked about last hour, and we're talking about the things that we would tell our younger selves. And Three Square is very special to you because you see yourself in a lot of the people that you guys help.
Absolutely.
And what would you say to your younger self?
I was so tickled when I heard your question of what would you say to your younger self, because that is the reason why Three Square means so much to me. I was the kid that did not know where their next meal was coming from. And so to be able to, for my life to come full circle and to be on this side of the aisle, giving back to the community in the way that we do, I am so blessed and so grateful. And I can say to the folks out there who are food insecure, just hang in there. What I'll say is things will get better. Don't give up. Don't be afraid to ask for help, because that's why we're here. The resources are there. We just sometimes have to put our pride to the side and know that we are here to help anyone who needs it.
And I think that's such an important message too, because sometimes people are ashamed to ask for help and they feel like, oh, you know, I can't be looked down upon like that. And that is not what Three Square is about.
Not at all. And it's very true. I just shared with you, for many years I was ashamed to share my story, but then I realized there's a testimony in that, and it's okay. Like, we all start from somewhere, and there is nothing to be ashamed of. The amount of resources and services and programs that we provide, it helps so many people.
What is one of your favorite programs? I mean, there's so many.
That's a great question.
But what is one of your favorite that you
guys
do?
Honestly, it's the Senior Congregate Meal program that we have. We prepare a hot meal every day of the week at a local library, and the seniors come in and they just fellowship. They have a good time. It's community for them. I've seen people date.
Oh, that's
Meekers. It's the best volunteer. All of our volunteer efforts are awesome, but this is one of my favorites. And so just to see those seniors get out of the house and they dress up in their Sunday best, it is so heartwarming, and we serve them. They come and have a seat, and we serve them the meal, and they fellowship, they talk, they have their book club, and like I said, they date. It is just precious to get them out of the house and get them interacting with each other.
And you at Three Square are able to provide for these seniors and these children and these families by taking $1, and you're, how are you able to stretch it to make three meals?
You know what? It's one of the proudest things that we do. And one of the proudest facts that I say is, for every dollar that's donated, 95 cents to every dollar that's donated goes right back into the work that we do. Mm-hmm. And as a steward of money in life and at Three Square, I take that job very seriously, that we are able to put every 95 cents to every dollar back into the work and getting the food out in the community.
It's truly impressive. And what you guys do is, it's there's so many facets to it. What I keep repeating myself, but I want people to understand it. It's like, you guys are the hub, and you have all these spokes that go out into so many different areas of Las Vegas.
We do. It's one of the things that makes Three Square so unique. And so one of the things that I will say to everyone who's listening, if you think about, like, oh, I want to donate, but I don't know how to get involved, or maybe I don't have the means to donate right now, we love volunteers. So I encourage people to come in and let us give you a tour of the facility. Come in and volunteer, and you really get a good behind the scenes peek of what it is that we do and how we do it and how efficient we are at doing the work.
Irma, didn't you start out as a volunteer or something along those lines?
I did. I absolutely did. 11 years ago, Three Square came into my life, and I was handing out food at a distribution at a local elementary school, and my life flashed before my eyes, because that was me in those lines with my mom at the time. That's when I knew Three Square had to be my charity of choice. So I've been blessed to be a volunteer, a donor. They have just, what we do, I can say we now, what we do for the community is nothing short of amazing.
Well, I would like to include ourselves in the we, and I'd
absolutely
like to include everyone who donates in the we, because we are all one when it comes to Three Square.
Yes.
And what you do is incredible. Thank you, Irma, for giving us a bigger picture on this. And if that doesn't encourage you to donate, I don't know what will. Again, please come down and see us. We are at the Albertsons at Charleston and Desert Foothills. Westside, you have been really bringing it this morning. I'm excited to see what our hourly total is. We set a mini goal, Irma, of hitting that $100,000 mark by the end of this hour.
I love it, Mercedes.
Oh, I hope we can do it.
The community loves you.
Well,
and so if nothing else, they'll show up for Mix 94.1. They'll show up for Three Square. One of the things I love about being a native Las Vegan is Las Vegas shows up and shows out.
Yes.
So we have a wonderful community of which we live.
We appreciate all the donations. I'm looking at some of our donations that just came in. And Venus Left, she's one of our
sales people. Yeah.
She donated $500 to Three Square, you
Venus!
Guys.
That's fantastic.
$500. Oh, my gosh. And she said she wants to hear Ed Sheeran. So, I mean, I will play five Ed Sheeran songs
back
for her.
Back to back.
That is amazing. So, Irma, thank you so much. please make sure you donate. If you want to do it online, it'll still go to the Westside Total, threesquare.org/fourcorners. And for Venus, here it is, Ed Sheeran. Thank you for donating, Venus. Thank you all for donating. It's Mix 94.1.
Now back to Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, benefiting Three Square Food Bank. Live from the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills Drive. Mix 94.1.
Day number three of the Four Corners Food Drive. We are on the west side of town. We are up in Summerlin at the Albertsons, at West Charleston and Desert Foothills. Penny just did a drive-by donation. It was like so quick. She like drove in, handed us her money, and drove out. So Penny, thank you so much for your donation. And we are all here to raise money for Three Square, who is just taking care of those that are hungry in Las Vegas. We're going to talk more about that in a minute, but we have Lori Harris with us right now. She's a system director of advertising at the Valley Health System. And if you're coming by and donating, you're getting one of these really cool grocery totes. And the Valley Health System is sponsoring those. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Mercedes.
Thank you so much, not just for being a sponsor of the totes, but just for being so involved in this community. And you guys are out here. The Valley Health System, I mean, you're already helping people. Tell people what you guys do.
Well, we are a hospital system. We have we just recently opened our sixth acute care hospital back in December of 24. We have 9 freestanding emergency departments that are also scattered across the valley to help care more convenient in neighborhoods where people need to get care quickly. We're full service facilities, offering everything from cardiac and maternity care, cancer care as well. We also opened a few years ago a specialty rehab and orthopedic hospital, which is the first one of its kind in the valley as well. So we are really a full service network of healthcare.
I've utilized your services, sometimes not because I wanted to in the ER, but you guys are always there when we need you. And here you are helping again through Three Square. Why is it so important for you and the Valley Health System to be involved in this initiative?
Well, it's important to us to give back to the same community that supports us. I mean, Three Square does such a great job, and this is such an important food drive for the families out there that really need the help. And so it's important for the Valley Health System. We've always been a very community-driven organization, and we like to give back to the community that helps support us every single day.
You see people from the Valley all day long, all across the Valley. Have you seen the need increase?
Absolutely. I mean, as the city has grown, there's definitely, we've seen an increase in need for healthcare services, which is part of the reason that we opened, a sixth acute care facility out in West Henderson back in December. And then our freestanding ERs, we recently opened one beginning of this year, the ER at South Summerlin. Mm-hmm. And so the need has continually grown for healthcare services across the valley.
It's been a pleasure to watch you guys grow, and it's been a pleasure to have you involved in this community. And you did not show up empty-handed today. This is incredible because, like I said, you're already sponsoring our tote bag. So if you come and make a donation, we're going to hook you up, and it's a really cool tote bag. But now you brought us a check today. Talk to us about what you have going on.
Yes, we're in addition to the sponsor for the tote bags that are very, very cool. We are also donating $2,500.
Hey. Oh my goodness.
Wow. Thank you. Look at that. 7,500 meals for Three Square.
Oh,
that
is
incredible. Thank you, Lori. Thank you for what you all do to help us in more ways than one. And now you're helping those that are food insecure. And we can't thank you enough for being a part of this. We thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you. We're very grateful to be part of it.
We are trying to hit that $100,000.
I think we might. I think we might make it this because
donation,
of you guys.
We just need a little more to get us over the top. Can you guys help us do it before 10 o'clock? We would love to see you. It is day number three of the Four Corners Food Drive, the Albertsons, West Charleston, and Desert Foothills. And we had someone stop by. Or actually, did she stop by? Or was
I want to say that this was a donation
Margaret?
Online.
Oh, she stopped by?
She stopped by.
Okay, $100 gets us a song. She wants to hear Ordinary by Alex Warren. This one is for you, Mark.
Live from the Albertsons on West Charleston and Desert Foothills Drive, it's Mix 94.1's Four Corners Food Drive, presented by Silver State Schools Credit Union.
I grew up with a single mom.
elementary school into my middle school was pretty rough. And my mom worked at least 10 hours a day trying to provide for us. And there were many nights that we didn't have really understanding of what we were gonna eat, you know, and that was pretty common. And it was something that I have empathy for a lot of people, especially young children who are going through that. Because as a child, you don't really know that that's not normal. And my mom did her best to provide for us. But when you step out of that and you get out of that, you realize what a challenge that is and how that can impact a child's life. Remember when I was a kid, we went to a friend's house and you know, they were a mom and dad, you know, it was like a normal structure family. And I remember they had salad on the table and they had fruits on the table. And I remember thinking, wow, this is what like rich people have. And so even to this day, for whatever reason, I just associate like fruits and vegetables with like wealth or success or abundance. And it's just something that, you know, I picture my daughter and my family always have access to that today.
Visit 3square.org/4corners and donate now. Mix 94.1. Now back to Mix 94.1's 4 Corners Food Drive, benefiting 3 Square Food Bank. Live from the Albertsons at West Charleston and Desert Foothills Drive. Mix 94.1.
Day number 3 of the 4 Corners Food Drive. We are live at the Albertsons on West Charleston and Desert Foothills. And we are getting ready to wrap up. Going to get some of those totals here in just a few minutes. But if you are in this area, we are desperately trying to hit that $100,000 goal.
So close.
We are like a matter of like a couple hundred bucks, I think. So yeah, if any last minute donations want to come in, we are here. You can also do it online, 3square.org/4corners. And it's been an amazing morning so far. Thank you to all of our sponsors who donated. Silver State Schools Credit Union, our title sponsor. Tripoint Homes came in with a big donation of food and money this morning. Findlay Kia, Findlay North. I mean, it's just been absolutely incredible. And then we talked to our friend Alex with Station Casinos, and he had a proposition for us. Mm-hmm. He said, if we extend the food drive by one day, which means Friday, we will be broadcasting live at Durango Hotel Casino. If we do that, they will certainly make a big donation on behalf of 3 Square. So we're doing it. We are going to be there on Friday, Durango. So make sure you come see us. Tomorrow, we're going to go to the southeast part of town. We're going to be in Hendo. So make sure you come out and see us in Henderson. I'm excited. This has been a great location. We're still going to be here all day long.
Very excited. How are we normally in Hendo tomorrow? Like, how do we normally do?
That's usually our strongest day.
Yeah.
They usually bring it. And so they have to really bring it because the Northwest has the record so far with $58,825 raised in their part of town. But usually Henderson does really well. As a matter of fact, Brent, speaking of donations, he just stopped by. He's grocery shopping now, but he gave us $100. And he said, I said, okay, what song do you want to hear? He goes, let the 3 Square team pick the song. So ooh, Irma says, let's play Back That Thing Up and dedicate it to Joe.
That's
his favorite song.
Come on, Joe. We need a dance to it too when it comes on.
That's how we're going to wrap up our shift here at the 4 Corners Food Drive. JB is coming up next. But before we go, let's see, were we able to do it? Were we able to hit that $100,000 mark? Let's check in. Steph has our hourly totals on the TriPoint Homes cash board. What you got?
All right, this hour, we were able to raise, because of you, Las Vegas, $2,922, which equals to 8,766 meals for 3 Square.
Wow.
Incredible hour. Now, total raise from Monday morning until now, were we able to meet the 100,000? We were able to raise 99,814 dollars.
Wait, no!
Just $200. Can we get, do you think we can get it in the next 5 minutes?
186.
Do you think so?
You know what? I already donated, but I'll donate again.
No!
I'll do the $200.
No way!
I'll do the $200.
Mercedes! Yeah.
That's all right. I donated on Monday, but I'm going to do it again because I want to say we hit $100,000. So I'll come over there and donate.
$100,000, Mercedes!
We did it!
300,000 meals for 3 Square.
Does that mean after Juvenile, after we play Juvenile, you get to request a song.
Oh, man.
It's a JB shift.
You know what? The whole show is going to be dedicated to my songs tomorrow.
That is right. You're taking over the whole radio station, Mercedes.
So there you go. That is it for us on day three. JB is up next, and he's going to stay here through the midday. Come by, say hi, donate your cans, donate your cash. We would love to see you. And yeah, we will be live in Henderson tomorrow morning. Can't wait to see you guys there. That is it for us. Get ready to back that thing up. Joe, I'm only donating if you back that thing up. Okay?
Get it on video, please.
It's Mix 94.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.